Thousands of anti-Trump marchers are continuing to fill Philadelphia streets with chants and protest signs. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, demonstrators are using a Republican retreat at the Lowe's Hotel in Center City, where Donald Trump made a visit today as a background for their resistance.
Somewhere in the droves of boisterous protesters was Elise Smith of Bucks County. She was being pushed in a wheelchair by her friend. They both were protesting the planned repeal of the Affordable Care Act.
If they get rid of pre-existing condition, I will either be uninsurable or I will not be able to afford the payment. So that's it. So it's ACA or nothing.
Smith was a nurse for 3 decades before a neuromuscular condition put her out of work. She says she's seen firsthand the coverage Obamacare has extended to the uninsured.
Before ACA, because I'm in nursing, I've seen them turn down people because they had a nodule in their neck at 22. They will use any excuse for a pre-existing condition.
She admits that Obamacare wasn't flawless, but
we were lucky we got that through.
Elsewhere in the crowd was Dorothy Mayfield of South Jersey. She held a sign that said, "Hands off Obamacare." She worries about the human toll of some of the Trump administration's proposed deregulations.
We're going to need Obamacare because we don't know what we're going to be eating, where we're going to be sleeping, what air we're going to be breathing, because with deregulations, this is going to be a serious world to live in.
Near the Lowe's Hotel, Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross watched the protesters with some other cops. He said he's pleased that there have been no clashes or arrests so far.
By and large, everyone has been peaceful and cooperative with us. You know the template we take, pretty much hands off and respectful of people's rights to demonstrate and protest.
It's peaceful right now, but to some demonstrators, the night is young and the crowds are still roaring. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.